This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Back in episode 16, Elizabeth and I talked about the try this at home to choose a spiritual master. And as I said, my spiritual master, even though I'm not even Catholic, is Saint Therese of Lisieux. And I realized that she was my spiritual master as soon as I read her brilliant spiritual memoir called Story of a Soul. And this is one of the stories that she tells in Story of a Soul that made me realize that she is my spiritual master. And Saint Therese is talking about why we should accept a gift in the spirit in which it's offered. And she also talks about, very frankly, about why that can be difficult. And that's one of the reasons I love Saint Therese as a spiritual master, because she's very frank and she's also very funny. So to set the context for this, this story happened sometime in 1897 when Therese was in her early 20s. And she was very weak at this point from tuberculosis, which would soon kill her. And Therese was sitting in her wheelchair in the garden of this cloistered convent where she lives. And she had been ordered by her prioress to complete an account of her childhood memories. And so she was trying to write in her notebook, trying to write those childhood memories. And the other sisters are doing the haying. So here is what Saint Therese has to say. When I begin to take up my pen, behold a sister who passes by, a pitchfork on her shoulder. She believes she will distract me with a little idle chatter. Hay, ducks, hens, visits at the doctor, everything is discussed. Another hay worker throws flowers on my lap, perhaps believing these will inspire me with poetic thoughts. I'm not looking for them at the moment and would prefer to see the flowers remain swaying on their stems. I don't know if I've been able to write 10 lines without being disturbed. However, for the love of God and my sisters, so charitable toward me, I take care to appear happy, and especially to be so. For example, here is a hay worker who is just leaving me after having said very compassionately, "Poor little sister, it must tire you out writing like that all day long." "Don't worry," I answer. "I appear to be writing very much, but really I'm writing almost nothing." "Very good," she says. "But just the same, I'm very happy we're doing the haying, since this always distracts you a little." In fact, it is such a great distraction for me that I am not telling any lies when I say that I am writing practically nothing. And what I love is that Saint Therese emphasizes the importance of accepting these gifts in the spirit in which they're offered, instead of responding to the gift itself. She does not want to be distracted with chit-chat. She wants to write. She doesn't want a bouquet in her lap. She wants to see the wildflowers growing in the fields. But she says she takes care to appear happy and especially to be so. And the fact is, I've certainly found that sometimes gifts can be annoying and they can be burdensome, or they can make us feel uneasy in some way. And whenever I have a difficult reaction to a gift, I remind myself to accept a gift in the spirit in which it's offered. If you want to see a video where I talk about Saint Therese as my spiritual master, and you also want to see my massive collection of biographies of Saint Therese, just email me at podcast@GretchenRubin.com, and I'll send you a link where you can see that. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.